heart. And that's a simple reminder to us that God so loved the world. We're going to talk about tonight God's love. God love. So much that this, Brother Richard, you tried to move back there to hide from me, didn't you? Find from, if you don't mind, Lamentations chapter 3. I'm going to give you the easy book tonight. Lamentations chapter 3, and if you'll be ready in just a moment, we're talking about, what church, what are we talking about tonight? God's love. Church, what are we talking about tonight? God's love. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, if you'll go there with me, and 1 John chapter 4, the writer here, John, says in verse 8, he closes the verse by using three words, and he says, God is what, church? God is love. And then if we skip down to verse 16, he says, and now we have come to know and believed the love which God has for us. God is what? Church, it's a fact. It's a fact. Am I hearing myself? I didn't know I sounded that good. You guys are blessed. I have no clue where that is coming from, but I'm not pantomiming. I'm actually talking. God is love. We hear it all the time, and people are busy. The world, if you ask the world today, if you say, what do we need more of? Most people, the first answer that's going to come out is, we need more what? Love. Church, let me tell you something tonight. God is love. And we're going to talk about God's love. God is. I keep repeating it because we've got to understand that God is love. Lamentations chapter 3, what does the text say there, Richard?
What verse?
Verses 22 and following.
The steadfast love of the Lord.
The steadfast love of the Lord, what?
Never ceases.
Never ceases. Keep reading.
His mercy
is what?
Never come to an end.
Never come to an end. What's there say?
They are new.
They are new what?
Every morning.
Every morning. Keep reading.
Great is your faithfulness.
Great is your faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. It doesn't rest, church. It never ceases. We talk about it. We read about it. We hear sermons about it. And church, we even do this with me. Come, let us all unite to see God is love. Let heaven and earth there sing, church, God is love. Let each in his heart sweet music make and sing with us for Jesus' sake. Why, church? For God is love. Stop, church. God is love. God is love. If God is love, if it's true what we say, if it's true that he loves the world, if it's true that he himself is love, then church, why are we in the shape we're in? If that's true. Why are we in shame? Have you been outside today?
Yeah.
Have you listened to the news today?
No.
Some of you have. Have you listened to CNN? No, you listen to Fox, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, they're better than CNN. They lie on the other side of their mouths. Yeah, but that's who you listen to. If God is love, one of the reasons that I believe we're in the shape we're in is because we have a misunderstanding of who God is. The world has taken God, and what we've done is we have brought God down to make God just one of us, just one of the boys. That's not God. God has become, he's our go-to, and he's to give us everything we want. And when things are going good, we say, oh, God is great and God is wonderful. When things are going bad, oh, of course, he gets the fault. Because No. That's not God. I think it was Voltaire who said one time, God, thousands of years ago, made man in his own image, and we have been trying to return the favor ever since. Think about that. There is a misunderstanding of who God is. Church, who's God? You're going to talk about God's love? You need to understand. I need to understand who's God. Got your Bibles, let's go to Isaiah. I don't have time to explain a lot of things. I only got 3 hours tonight, so I'm going to have to go rather quickly. Isaiah chapter 45, beginning with verse 5. I am the Lord God, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that men may know from the rising to the setting of the sun, there is no one, who church, besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. The one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. Dip down, O heaven, from above, and let the clouds pour righteousness. Let the earth open up and salvation bear fruit, and righteousness spring up with it. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to the one who quarrels with his maker. An earthenware vessel among the vessels of earth, will the clay say to the potter, what are you doing? Or the thing you are making say, he has no hand? Woe to him who says to a father, who are you begetting? Or to a woman, to what are you giving birth? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his maker. Ask me about the things to come concerning my sons, and you shall commit to me the work of thy hands. It is I who made the earth and created man upon it. I stretched out the heavens with my hands and ordained all their host. Any questions? Church, we will never understand or appreciate God's love until we understand and appreciate who God is. The world doesn't know who they're messing with when they mess with God. But church, don't get mad when I say this. You know, we don't know who we're playing with sometimes when we play with God. We won't understand God's love. We won't appreciate God's love until we truly know who God is. And God says, stop for a moment. I am the Lord. I'm not your buddy. I heard somebody the other day. I'm talking about somebody in the church. I heard somebody actually say, oh yeah, that dude in the sky. That dude in the sky. He's not a dude in the sky. He's a dude, if you say that, he's a dude in the sky that if he wanted to, he can cast your soul into hell. Amen. That's how much power that dude has. Church. Okay, I'll calm down. God is love. But may we never forget who God is. Now, another thing, the second word, love. What have we done with that word? What have we done? What does the word love mean now? I mean, we love everything, don't we? I love pizza. Do you? Burn it. You'll throw that love out the window quickly, won't you? We fall in what? Love. And then we fall what? Church, that is why the divorce rate is higher now than it's ever been and continues to grow, because we don't know what love is. We don't know what love is. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're not ready for that one yet. In a couple hours, we're going to get there. Just be ready. Love. I was listening the other day, in fact, listening to this policeman tell me all this stuff about his job and stuff like that. And this policeman said, you know what? Said, they pull people over. And when they pull them over, here's the thing, you know what? You show us a little love, and you know what we're going to do? We'll show you a little love. That's not love, that's bribery. That's bribery. And then, church, you know what? We have a holiday for love. When is it? Valentine's. What day is it? February the 14th. That's a day of love. That's the day you go into the store and they got all the hearts over here, and then they got these big old boxes of Valentine's chocolate so you can take it to your sweetheart and give her a good dose of diabetes and all the stuff. They got all that stuff, and it's because of love. It's love. It's the day when more teenagers lose their virginity than any day of the year. You know why? Because it's not love, it's lust. We don't understand what love is. We've made love into something that God has never intended for love to be. And then we turn around and we say, God's love. God is love. Let's talk about God's love. And then so many minds are scrambling as far as not knowing who God is. Oh, well, let's talk about God's love. Let's sing about God's love. There's so many minds are scrambling. We don't read it. We don't understand what love is. First Corinthians chapter 13, Brother Richard, start with verse 4. What does the text say?
Love is patient.
Love is what?
Patient.
What's the word, church?
Patient.
Keep reading, Brother Richard.
Love is patient and kind.
Love is patient and kind. Keep reading.
Love does not envy.
Wait. Love don't do what?
Does not envy.
Oh, okay. We'll let that one slide in. Go ahead, Rich. Keep reading.
Or boast.
Or what?
Boast.
Oh, we don't do that anyway. Go ahead. Keep reading.
It is not arrogant.
What?
Arrogant.
Wait. No, but that's a holiday for love. Keep reading.
Or rude.
Or what?
Rude.
You guys are rude when you feed me and put me up here. No, I digressed. I'm sorry about that. Keep reading.
It does not insist on its own way.
Keep reading.
It is not irritable.
Keep reading.
Or resentful.
Keep reading.
It does not rejoice.
Keep reading.
At wrongdoing.
Okay, keep reading.
But rejoices.
Keep reading.
Love bears all things.
Read.
Believes all things.
Read.
Hopes all things.
Read.
Endures all things.
Read.
Love never ends.
Read.
As for prophecies.
Keep reading.
They'll pass away.
It's going to go. Come here reading.
As for tongues.
Uh-huh.
They will cease.
They're going to cease. Amen. Read.
As for knowledge.
Knowledge what?
It'll pass away.
It's going to. We're going to need it. Keep reading.
For we know in part.
We know in part and we do what?
And we prophesy in part.
Keep reading.
But when the perfect has come,
keep reading.
The part's
going to be done away with. Keep reading, Brother Richard.
When I was a child,
I did what?
Spoke like a child.
Thought like a child.
Reasoned like a child.
I'm not a child anymore. Keep reading.
But when I became a man.
When I became a man, what? I did
I
what?
Childish
I put childish away. Things away. Keep reading.
For now we see in a mirror.
Now we see. Keep reading.
Dimly.
Keep reading.
But then face to face.
Face to face. Keep reading.
Now I know in part.
I know in part.
Then I shall know fully.
Keep reading.
Even as I am fully known.
Keep reading.
So now.
Now what, Richard?
Faith.
Faith.
Hope.
Hope.
And love.
And love.
Abide. These three.
These three.
But the greatest of these.
But the greatest of these.
Is love.
Any questions? You know what love is now? Do you know what love does? You know what love doesn't do? Do you know now? Any questions? Any comments? No, we're not leaving, but any questions and comments? I want to make, before I move on to the next point, any questions? We know who God is, hopefully, from what the psalm writer told us. We know what love is from what the inspired writer tells us. Now we ask the question. Here is the real question. The real question, church, tonight. And please don't get mad when I ask this. And I'm asking me. We have no reason under the sun to question God's love. We have no reason to ever even think that God doesn't love us. We've got every piece of evidence to prove God is love. Am I right? Every piece of evidence that proves God is love. So the question tonight isn't, does God love us? Do we love God? Do we love God has demonstrated his love. Go to 1 John chapter 4. Church, God demonstrates his love. God has shown his love. But God wants to know, do we love him? God wants to know, is his love doing anything for us? Church, God's love is there for a purpose. It's not this there so I can talk about it, so I can sing about it, so I can tell. It's not. God's love is there for a purpose. God's love, if it's real, it should change us. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the world doesn't know truly God's love. They talk about it. You can hear about it on the radio station. You can hear about it on the television. You can hear about it everywhere. But they don't know God's love. You know why? Because there's no change. There's no change. Have you seen a change in the world? And the answer to that really is, yes, you have. And I have. But has it been for the good? No. You know why it hasn't been for the good? Because they don't know God's love. God's love permits them to do anything they want to do. Live any way they want to live. Say anything they want to say. Act any way they want to act. You know why? Because God loves me. They don't understand God's love. Because God's love, as we're going to see here, and we're going to do it really quickly. I see the clock back there. I see it. Somebody's already pointed up. I see it. Okay? John, he writes here, and John, right here in chapter 4, he lets us know that God is love twice. God is love twice. Verse 8, God is love. Verse 16, God is love. But as we go through these verses here, what John is saying to us is, don't stop there. Many times we'll read three words, God is love, and we'll build a doctrine off of it. Yeah, God is love, so that's it, we're done. No, John says here, God is love, but has that love made a difference in your life? Has that love moved you? Has that love caused you to do something you were not doing? Once you heard about God's love, once you had an opportunity to know what God's love is, did it change you? Or are you like the people out here on the street that all you do is talk about it? All you do is make reports about it? And then you go about doing everything you were doing before you even mentioned it on your tongue. Do I have a few minutes?
Preach.
Do I have a few minutes?
Preach.
Okay. Okay. What'd you say, Brother Richard?
I said preach.
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna take just a few. Okay? Just a few. And then I'm gonna let you go home tonight. Okay? I'm gonna take just a few. What I want us to do is I want us to let John tell us what God's love should be doing to me. And to you. Verse 8, he says, the one who does not love does not know God. Do you love? What kind of person are you? You a lemon sucker? Yeah. Are you one of those? Boy, I ain't got love. Oh, yeah. Or do I love? It's inside, deep. Yeah, real deep. What kind of person are you? Are you a loving person? If somebody said and called your name, and somebody said, give me one word to describe. Give me one word to describe him or her. Would it even come to mind? Love? I know some Christians who brag about, oh, I'm firm in the faith. I'm preaching the gospel. The one who does not love does not know God. If you're not a loving person, you don't know God. Don't get mad at me. Okay. Get mad at either John or get mad at Richard. One or two. What's God love? What is God's love doing to you? God's love is here. God's love is there. God's love is everywhere to change us. Verse 9. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God sent his Son, his only begotten Son, into the world so that we might live through him. By this, what is by this? God's what, church? God's love. God's love has changed me. It's God's love. It should have changed me. It should have changed you. And it has put us in Christ. In Christ. We sing a song. The song goes like this. I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, what? I live. But it's not I who lives. But who? Christ lives in me. Church, you know what? The world out there, when they see you, when they see me, you know who they should see? Christ. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that that they may see you and bring glory to yourself. Oh, yeah, I'm so good. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your light and bring what? Glory to who? Bring glory to God. God's love has changed us. We have moved from a wretched, ugly sinner to a life in Christ. One writer said, and he said it better than I could say it, he said, all things are passed away, and all things have become what? New. Are you new? Are you new? God's love makes us new. Verse 10, in this, Verse 9, by this. Verse 10, in this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also should love one another. We've already had a lesson on that, haven't we? Haven't we? So I only got to do 30 minutes on that one. He mentions it so much here. How are we treating each other? How are we treating each other? You know what? Sometimes we can treat each other so bad. We treat other people sometimes much better than we treat our brothers and sisters. You know why? If that takes place, you know, we don't know the love of God. We don't know God's love. God's love's not changing you. God's love's not changing me. Go down to verse 17. By this love is perfected with us, that we might have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but love casts out fear. Do you remember those of you who are older? Raise your hand if you're older. Okay. Some of you, there's some in the audience that's young. There's some in the audience that's not young. There's some that's old, and there's some that's just old. Have you ever seen a time when there is so much fear? So much fear. And COVID only helped them with the fear factor. COVID, you know what? They used COVID to make us scared of each other. So much fear. Church, let me tell you something. Anybody you can cause to fear, you can control them. Do you know that? Write it down. If you don't, go check it out on the internet. Google it. Anybody who can cause you to fear them, they can control you. That's why God says, fear me. Because he wants to control you. That's why the wisest man, he said, you know what? At the end of the matter, hear this. Fear God. And do what? Keep his commandments. Matthew chapter 10, I think it's Matthew 10, around verse 28 or so. He said that, no. He said, don't fear him who can destroy just a body. He said, but fear him who can destroy both the body and soul in hell. Church, God's love casts out fear. You fear God. We don't walk around with our heads in the sand. We don't walk around with a sad face. We don't walk around looking like goats. We don't do that. You know, we walk around as saved people. And you know what? We don't fear the judgment day. Any of you afraid of the judgment day coming? Any afraid of it? If you're afraid of the judgment day, you don't know God's love. God's love, it casts out fear. of the judgment day. Not does God love us? Do we love Him? And what is His love doing to us? God's love is here. And it is here to change us. When we accepted God's love, when we became His child, when we were born again, at that moment, God's love started to change us. We're no longer the person. I'm no longer the person that I was. You're no longer the person that you were. And church, it's time that we say something about God's love. And don't cheapen the love of God. One of the texts and the lesson to be yours tonight. One of the texts, and that's, Brother Richard, if you'll find for us Jude chapter 1. I had to tell him which chapter. Jude verse 21. God loves, beyond a shadow of a doubt, God loves. Verse 21, what does the text say?
Keep yourselves.
Wait. What does the text say?
Keep yourselves in the love of God. Waiting for
Wait. I'm supposed to say read.
It's all right.
What does the text say?
Keep yourselves.
Keep yourselves. Church, if I can encourage you with anything tonight, number one, if you haven't accepted God's love, do that tonight. Okay, do that tonight. If you've accepted God's love, if you've obeyed God's love, if you've been washed, you've become a part of His church, the world is out there to take you away. If I can encourage you tonight, here's what I'm going to say. What does the text say?
Keep yourselves
in what, Brother Richard?
The love of God.
The love of God. Don't move. God has never moved. But we can. And we do. We do. You know, because I know I said one more text. Can I just use one more? Just one more. And I almost promise it's the last one. I do. I almost promise. Just keep yourselves in the love of God. You know what? Paul said. He said, And sometimes we quoted it and we misquoted where we say, you know what? Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. And that's, do you know God saying that's true? But when you read the verses there and just before that, he mentioned several things He mentioned several things. That if you and I take our love, take our eyes off of God's love, those things will come between us and God. Go back and read it. I'm not going to read it because, as a sweet, kind preacher say, for the sake of time. You know, you've heard that. And for the sake of time, I'm not going to read. You know, go back and read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, I believe it is. Go back and read it. Am I correct?
Romans 8.
Romans 8. Okay. See, I just want to see, make sure you're on the wall. Go back and read it. There are things there that, if you allow them to, they can come between you and God. But Jude says, keep yourselves in the love of God. That's verse 21. Now, verse 24 tells you that God's going to help you. Fact, God is love. Fact, God's love. Question, what has that love done for me? Hopefully, answer is, it's changed me. And I'm going to do everything in my power to keep myself in the love of God. He never has. Never will move, but we can. We can. Come, let us all unite to sing. God is
love.
Let heaven and earth,
their
praises. God is love.
God is love.
Let every soul. And sing with us. For Jesus' sake. Why, church? God is love. Sing it like you mean it. God is love. God is love. Come, let us all unite to sing. God is love. God is love. Make sure that love is doing something for you. First and foremost, changing you. God bless you.
We will never